glory. Oh, we praise his holy name, for he alone is worthy to be praised. He alone is worthy to be worshiped. I trade this life for him. I trade this life for him. Thank you all so much for coming. God bless you. We love our worship team. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Guyanak fatamchpachitai luchi to my Yupik family. And to the rest, you are so welcome to be here. We want to welcome Vic and Liz Owens all the way from Wales. They've flown for days and they came straight from the air. 3 days. 3 days and they came straight from the airport to here. Amen. Is anybody hungry in the house? Amen. Woo! Too bad you weren't preaching tonight. I jokes. Anyway, it is so good to be with you. It is so good to be here. I've been excited for a long time to come to our own meetings. Because it's God. We want to yield to God. We want to yield to his spirit. We want to exalt ourselves and let Jesus be seen and heard. We want his Holy Spirit. We're hungry. We're hungry for more of him. Amen. We're hungry. Indeed, there is a stirring in the spirit. Can you feel it? There is a real stirring in the spirit. Nothing's going to stop us now. Nothing gonna stop us now. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a real stirring in the spirit. There's a stirring in the atmosphere, in the heavenlies and in the earth. Hallelujah. The Lord's releasing the angels. Amen. And we've heard it all night long. You know, when God is moving and everyone is just really focusing in on him, you know, his same one Holy Spirit speaks to many. The same word might be come out a little bit different, but it's the same Holy Ghost. You know, some of you don't know me. My name is Eleanor. My Yupik name is Nunapik. It means the real land. I'm from Nustuyahak. I grew up in a village where Christianity missionaries were not allowed. Zip, zero. And, you know, I'm glad about that in a way. But, you know, I knew there was a God, Vic. And God spoke to me as a child. He spoke to me as a child. He said, one day you will know me. And when I moved here as an adult, some of you don't know my testimony. When I moved here as an adult, I was like, God, if you're real, you've got to make yourself real and known to me. I've got to know you. I need help. I need you. I'm desperate. And 27 years later, I'm still desperate. And when I start feeling like I'm getting too straightened out, I tell my husband, go take me out fishing. Go take me berry picking. I'm getting too straightened out. You know what I mean. You know, got to get close to the land. Then he starts speaking. No cell phones, no TVs, no noise but him. Thank you, Lord. He is so good. He is so good. There's such a stirring in the atmosphere. You know, about seven to eight years ago. So when I became a Christian, I became just a radical. My family disowned me. but they all love me now, right, sis? Where's my sis? Amen. Some of you don't know, when I became a Christian, they all disowned me, but God, every single one of them, every single one has accepted Jesus Christ. You know, and their walk is not like mine. Their walk is not like mine. I don't check up on them and say, you know, did you quit this or that yet or anything? That's between them and God. Quit trying to put your standards on people. Amen. Where did that come from? Anyway, it's really hard tonight, Brother Tony. It's hard. It's easy. It's good because the atmosphere has been cleansed. Amen. The atmosphere has been stirred. There's angels here. The gifts of the Holy Ghost. I was going to tell a story on you tonight. She was a miracle. That's my miracle baby. Good night, baby. I'll tell on you later. God is stirring the atmosphere for healings. There's going to be healings tonight. There's going to be healings this weekend. And so God led me to John 5. John 5. The Lord is releasing the angel to stir. Amen. I was going to go back and tell you very quickly that 7 to 8 years ago, I dreamt about Abbot Lute. Didn't even attend here yet. But I dreamt about this church. Had many dreams about this church. Why do I keep dreaming about that big church on the hill? Anyway, the Lord sent me a dream. And I saw the new church being built, and I saw what it looked like on the inside, and I won't go into all the details, but in my dream, I went into a vision. And in the vision, there was a very tall angel, and its head was still in like the clouds, and its body was straight down in the heavens, and then in the earth, its feet were in the earth. And this angel had a big stir, like a big rod. And he was stirring the heavens and the earth. And I seen the clouds start moving. And then I seen the water start moving. And I knew there would come that time. And see, the building was a sign. The building was a sign that when the building starts, there's going to be a new move of his spirit upon Alaska. And that building's not done yet, but we're just feeling the beginnings, right? We're just feeling the beginnings of his stirring. So we need to prepare ourselves and just jump in and say, yes, Lord. The Lord began to remind me of that dream and vision that I had. And he said he's stirring the atmosphere for all kinds of healings, all kinds of deliverances, all kinds of miracles, all kinds of signs and wonders. And he says that the worship creates and it impregnates the atmosphere. Doesn't the atmosphere feel pregnant with God's presence? And listen, it's going to get thicker and thicker and thicker. And one day we're not going to be able to sit or stand. I'm telling you right now, I'm prophesying to you the word of the Lord. Because there's a new hunger within our bellies. There's a new hunger within our spirit man. We are no longer satisfied with status quo. Count me out if it's status quo. I was not born again to be a church pew sitter. Did I say that right? God calls and chooses. God is the one. It's our response to answer to him. And when we answer our call to him, it's no, you know, you just got to go for it. No matter what, no matter what kind of fire there is, you just, when I get persecuted, it makes me worster. Right? I mean, it just makes me, I don't know what it does. It just makes me more on fire for him. I don't know. It just does. But I don't want fire just to keep on moving for the Lord. But he brings it. So anyway, so the worship, even tonight, it created an atmosphere. It created an atmosphere for the revelation and for the prophetic to come forth. It's creating an atmosphere for miracles, and it's stirring revelation. Amen? It's stirring revelation. It's stirring the gifts of the Spirit. And so that time is upon us. I mean, we're seeing some healings, we're seeing some miracles, and they're great, but there's going to be more of an outbreak. And we want to look at how the Lord wants to heal us tonight, physically, emotionally, mentally, and even spiritually, open our eyes in a new way. So turn with me to John 5, verse 3. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting. They were waiting for the moving of the water. We are right now in this moment in time where we're waiting for the move of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time. When there's a moving, when there's a stirring, and a word of prophecy or a word of knowledge comes forth, God wants to heal blind eyes tonight. You know what? If I was blind, I'm going to go running. If I need healing, I'm going to go running. If the Lord pricks on your heart, your spirit, to sow into something by faith, to sow into the baskets by faith because we don't take up a formal offering, move on that. It's everything by faith, right? We accepted Christianity by faith. We accepted Christ by faith. We accepted the Holy Ghost by faith. Totally bypasses your very intellectual, smart brain. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, it was right in bed. And I just got saved. And I didn't even know the Bible. And I could tell you more, but so but God, I woke up speaking in tongues. My hands was raising. I grew up in the Russian Orthodox Church. You didn't move. You didn't look. You didn't. I mean, we stood for hours. If you look, you'd get. So I didn't go to church much. And I didn't even read the word. I mean, of course, we didn't have a Bible. But when I got saved, he totally bypassed this brain and went straight to my spirit man. And of course, I got up speaking in tongues, saying, thank you, Jesus. And my husband wasn't my husband yet. Pre-husband. Looked at me. And his small eyes got really big. But the Lord convicted us. And yes, we've been married for a good long time now. So I'm saying all this to say God is preparing for a new move of his spirit. So don't let your brain get in the way. Or the way we're used to him moving. The way we're used to having church. because he's going to come in a whole new way. They were sitting here waiting. They're waiting with expectation. They're waiting for something. And so here comes along an angel. Wow. We're seeing them in the spirit realm now. But wait till we see them in the physical. Some of us will fall out for sure. We need to fall out. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well?" And remember, one of the words that came out tonight was, God is just looking at our hearts in worship. It might come out just a little squeak, or it might come out with a shout. But however it comes out, let it come out. Amen. I mean, even if you don't get up and move, at least let your toes move. You know, God will see that. Amen. He responds to faith. He responds to that. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. And so the Lord is stirring over Alaska. And he's asking us, do you want to be made well, Alaska? Yes. Amen. And so he says in verse 8, rise up. Take up your bed and walk. So no more sitting back. No more laying back. No more excuses. No more holding back. It's time to rise up and take our place in this land. This land belongs to us. And that was in the word tonight too. Prophetic word. And the Lord is wanting us to take up our rightful place in this land as an ecclesia, as the government of God, as the body of Christ, to take up our place and walk. Rising up isn't enough. We can easily lay back down again. We have to get up out of that bed when he starts coming in the middle of the night. And when we're faithful with those small times, he begins to make us faithful over much. He says, oh, she's faithful. When I go knocking on her door at night, and some of you have been getting visitations, you have. Rise up. Do something with that. Lord, what do you want me to do? I want you to pray for so-and-so. Okay. God, whatever it is, you can pray in English or in the spirit. For me, I prefer the spirit. Sometimes when the English comes out, that's good too. Amen. But, you know, God knows what they need. Amen. So that time is upon us. And the Lord is wanting to heal us at this time. So I want to tell you about 23 years ago about healing. My daughter just left her and her husband. At a certain time, I worked at this church. And at a certain time, I would go and I would pray. And there was this certain time I was kneeling down and I was praying. And I was just praying in the spirit. And then all of a sudden, I looked up. And there is a big bright light. It just went poof. And out of that light said, you're healed. And I'm just simple enough to know that was God. That was an angel. So I ran back there. And Pastor Brown and Pastor Friendly, actually, they were back there chatting away. And I went back and I said, Pastor, I just saw an angel and it said I'm healed. He says, well, praise the Lord. Half believing me. And then the Lord began to give me a word for them. And this word has come to pass, Pastor Friendly. And so at that time, I had endometriosis. It's a woman's disease, and it was like a spider web all over my organs. And the doctor said I couldn't have any more babies. And then he also detected a cyst that was size of a plum. And to his eye, it looked cancerous. And so he was getting ready to do surgery on me. But I went to my doctor's appointment, getting ready for surgery. He checked me out, and he said, ma'am, I cannot find anything. I said, well, doctor, let me tell you. I said, I was praying, and I saw a bright light, and it said, you're healed. And he said, well, woman of faith, I believe you are healed. I said, make sure you write that down in my medical records too. Amen. Amen. And then to top it off, we were praying for our daughter, and that was our miracle daughter, right? And so when I was pregnant with her, our oldest son, he was about 7, he said, Mom, You got a baby in your belly, and it's a girl baby, and you're going to name her Esther. Amen. So he picked out the first name, I picked out the middle name, and Robert got to pick out the last name. So I was healed. I was healed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So in Acts 9, 17, 18, and 19, hallelujah. The Lord wants to heal. The Lord wants to heal tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Acts chapter 9. And Ananias went his way and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me to you that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. So when he had received food, he was also strengthened. Then Saul spent some days with the disciples at Damascus. So as I was studying this out today, I was asking the Lord, what is it, God? What is it that you want? He said, there are some who have natural eyesight that he wants to heal, and there's some with spiritual eyesight. And I heard cataracts, that the Lord wanted to heal cataracts and those that have cataracts and like double vision. And of course, there's some with glasses. But if you want to just receive your healing tonight, whatever that is with your eyesight, just go ahead and receive it, and I'll pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are the healer. You said you wanted to heal eyesight tonight, Lord. And I believe your word, because your word says that you came to heal and you came to set free. So I speak to these eyes and I say, eyes be healed in the name of Jesus. Spiritual eyes be opened in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for testimonies of you, Lord God. And Lord God, you also said, God, that there's people who are waxing cold in their relationship with you. And you wanted to fill them up with your Holy Spirit afresh and anew, just as you did with Saul. So those that want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, just open your hearts. Open your hearts. Open up your, just raise your hands. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know I want more of His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, we need you. We want you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. You are welcome here. Fill us, Holy Spirit. Fill us. Imirluta. Imirluta. Dailuten. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling us. Hallelujah. Even as you filled your apostles and your disciples, fill us, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for a fresh commissioning of this new season. Thank you, Lord God. Even with this fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, many of you will receive dreams tonight. Many of you will receive visions tonight, and also a visitation from the Holy Spirit tonight, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I just want to share this one couple last things. And if there's anything, Vic, that you're getting, just, you know, at the end, we'll go ahead and you can share a word or something with the people. And we also want to pray with those that would like prayer. Or maybe if I even heard a fire tunnel. And I never even really, I didn't really like fire tunnels, to tell you the truth. But I, you know, I just want to obey God. I don't, you know, hallelujah. There is someone who called me. He's a seasoned intercessor businessman who called me recently, and he said, Eleanor, I had this dream. He said, I dreamt that there was a gathering. And then in a church building, and then he didn't go into a lot of specifics, but at the end of the meeting, he said he was walking out of the church, and there in the back room was a young lady, and he said she wasn't fully clothed, she wasn't really properly dressed, but she was in a fetal position. And she was just laying there in a fetal position. And when he looked closer at her, her head was filled with webs. And the Lord said to him, that is the condition of my church. She's not fully dressed. She's not dressed in her bridal gown or in her battle array. And that he wants to give her new garments. And he wants to remove the webs off from her eyes so that she can see again. And God wants to open up her spiritual eyesight. So immediately we just begin to pray. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just declare and decree, oh God, that the church in Alaska is arising and coming up out of this fetal position. She is getting ready for new garments to be put upon her, that those old garments are coming off. And Lord God, we just take the webs off from the eyesight, off from the church. Right now, in Jesus' name, we command the webs to be taken off the spiritual eyes of the Church of Alaska. Right now, in Jesus' name. And then she began to flutter her eyes. And then he had to go down and remove the webs off from her eyelashes. And so, Lord God, we just come right now, God, and we say, God, remove any webs, God, and any scales off from our eyesights in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. So the Lord wants to open up the eyes, our eyes, and he also wants to open up our spiritual eyes, and that comes out of Ephesians 1:15 through 19. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. So the Lord wants to open up the eyes of our understanding. Why? So we can know what the hope of his calling is in us. Many of us don't know. We're still wondering, what are we called to? What are we called to? Who am I? Where am I? Where am I going? Well, tonight, you have no more excuses. The Lord is removing the scales from your eyes and my eyes in a new way. Because sometimes we can go along in our Christian walk and we get duller and duller and duller and duller until it's like, I can't hardly see that well anymore. I can't hardly hear that well anymore. Until we refocus back on him. Jesus. Sometimes we can start focusing in on the wrong things, and that causes us to become duller and deafer, if there is such a word. When our eyes are on the wrong things and we're down here in the earthy, we start fighting earthy battles that are childish. And we're grown in age. But the Lord is saying, look up. Look up and live. Keep your eyes fixed on me, for I alone am the author and the finisher of your faith. And when we look to him, we begin to, the scales fall off. And we go, oh God. Oh God. None of this matters down here. But it's all up here in the heavenly places and the heavenly realms. And the things I struggle with down here, they don't matter so much anymore. In fact, they become dimmer and dimmer. And when we're looking unto him, we have a heavenly perspective. Our mindset shifts. Good thing that came out right. Our mindset shifts. And we begin to hear things in the spirit realm. We begin to see things in the spirit realm. Amen. And we don't want to fight the earthly battles anymore. Those things are unimportant. But then the Lord will show us how. He'll make us wise. He makes us real smart in the spirit. Really smart. Woo! And then we'll begin to know who we are in Christ. We'll begin to know what I'm called to, who I am. No more wondering, what is the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus? There's glory in Christ Jesus, not unto ourselves, but he crowns us. And we can wear that crown humbly. Amen. And with that comes a real spirit of discernment. A real spirit. When he opens up the eyes of our understanding, what happens? light bulbs come on. Click. Right? We begin to see what we couldn't see before. We get aha moments, like Oprah used to say. We begin to go, oh, I see. Right? Right? And then we begin to discern accurately from the heavenly realm. Many are discerning from down here, right? And they may have a little some discernment, but it turns into suspicion when they keep it down here. Anyway, we won't go there. I could go there. But that gift of discernment begins to sharpen your senses. Sharpen your eyesight, sharpen your hearing, sharpen your senses, your smell, your gifting. Iron, sharpening iron. Being able to discern between soul and spirit. Not looking down when they're soul, because none of us have arrived. But the Lord begins to sharpen us. Saying, Eleanor, that was of your soul. Don't go there anymore, Eleanor. You got to stay in the spirit. Amen. So the Lord is sharpening our senses. Amen. Sharpening our discernment. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Vic, you got anything you're burning with?
I'm only going to share for a sec, but I was wishing Ellen I would stop because she's sharing everything I've got. I really believe, you know, that God, I say amen to everything that Ellen has said. I really do, because I really believe God wants to shift us into a new place. Amen. And when we were worshiping tonight, God reminded me of just a verse in Habakkuk. I only want to share one verse, and it's Habakkuk 1 verse 5. And Habakkuk's complaining to God about everything that's happening. He's seeing something from a certain perspective, but he's not seeing it from God's perspective. And God says these words, Habakkuk 1 verse 5, look among the nations and watch and be utterly astounded, for I will work a work in you a days which you would not believe though it were told you. Listen, let me say to you again. God wants to say to you, look again. I know you've looked, and I know you've seen it a certain way, but God says to you, no, look again, because I am about to do a work in you a day, in you a time. This is the time that's important to us, isn't it? God's about to do it now, in our time, in our nation, in our families, in our lives, that if it were prophesied to you tonight, you would say, I don't believe it. Say amen. You say, I don't believe it. God's going to do it. He's going to astound us. He's going to astound us with what he's about to do. We're going to pray for you anyway. Three days on an aeroplane. It feels like it. But I'm really looking forward. Do you know, as that worship was going on tonight, I felt so refreshed. Yes. A refreshing of the Holy Spirit just came, didn't it? Yes. Just entered the room, and I really feel reinvigorated. And we really love Robert and Eleanor and these guys. So we really, it's wonderful to be here with you, because I don't know if you, sometimes, you know, you don't understand what you have. But just when we came in the room and felt the worship going on, we could feel God in this place. We know God's got a very special plan for you. Thank you, Eleanor, Robert. Hallelujah. You know, it feels warmer in here already. I know it's the fire of the Holy Spirit. It might be us all together warming up the place also. Eleanor was talking about that stirring of the rod of that angel. And that God, and she saw it as the building was being built. And this was years ago. When the building was being built, that angel was stirring. And by coincidence, this morning I was looking in my truck, and on the way to work, I just popped in this CD that I had. And what it was when we had our KAN conference back in 2016 with Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets. Remember that night when right before Dutch got up to preach, and we were, Eleanor and I were up on stage and we were dancing, and then all of a sudden it's like there was a breakthrough that came into the building over there. And all of you just stood up and were stomping your feet. Remember, Tony? I mean, we had the bleachers out and the house was rumbling. And it was the people that stood up together in unity that brought the breakthrough. And then Dutch, he got up and he just said, I don't know what to do here. God has already moved here. I can't say anything more. I can't go and do what I was going to do. He said, the breakthrough came through you. You don't need me or Chuck to bring the breakthrough. It came through you. But he exhorted us and encouraged us a bit that night. But one of the things that happened is Chuck said, after Dutch got through done speaking, he spoke a prophetic word. And I wrote it down the best I could remember, word for word. But he said that as the building, and he was talking about that building, he said, as the building is constructed, God will pull Alaska together to build and release his kingdom in Alaska. And we are pressing into that manifestation together in unity with each other. But we have to be able to see it. Our senses have to be sharpened for that to happen. As Eleanor was prophesying about the web being withdrawn off of our eyes, I feel like he's done that for us tonight. The prophetic apostolic word has went over us. And each of us, many of us, we attend our own services, different services in our local church on Sundays. And that's a good thing. That's our local church. This right here is the Kingdom Church in Alaska. But all of the Kingdom Church of Alaska needs for our eyes to be open. So I want to admonish you apostolically, as you sit in your church Sunday morning or whenever they have the services, begin to pray and release this word. You might be just sitting in the chairs or whatever. Pray and release this word. Maybe you have an intercessory group that prays for your church, and you're a part of that. Pray and release the word, that God would remove the web, remove the confusion, so that we can see in the Spirit
of what he's doing in the Kingdom Church of Alaska. Yes, the building's going to arise, but that's a sign. He wants to do it all over Alaska. All over Alaska, in every church, in every place, in our individual homes, he wants to move and release his kingdom. And that is what we're fighting for.